Welcome to Foundational You with Dr. Dean Hackett, the home of biblical teaching and cultural impact. We are so glad that you joined us for today's podcast. You can find out more about Dr. Dean, read his blog, and find more episodes at fdeanhackett.com. Now for today's episode.
Thank you for joining me on this podcast. Today we're going to take the prophecies of Daniel, and we're going to mesh them together, and we're going to see how they are being fulfilled currently in today. But we got to connect them with another prophetic book, the book of Revelation. And so today we're going to connect prophetic word from Daniel with prophetic word from the Apostle John and see how it's being fulfilled in current day events. Now, I can't do this in great detail because that would take 10 lessons together, but we're going to take a snapshot look at it today as we wrap up this series on God writing history before it happens. Now, you'll remember that Daniel chapter 2, Nebuchadnezzar had the dream of this statue with a head of gold, arms and chest of silver, midriff, hips and thighs of brass, two legs of iron, feet and toes, iron mixed with clay. And this was the history of Babylon, Medes and Persians, Greece, Rome, and then a last day global empire. Daniel himself had a dream in chapter 7 where he saw four beasts coming up out of a storm on the Mediterranean Sea. And those four beasts was a lion with eagle's wings and a bear rising up on one side and three ribs in its mouth. And then there was a leopard with four wings of a bird. And then there was a terrible, dreadful empire with teeth of iron. And then there was an empire of 10 horns with a little horn rising up and three falling before it. But then he had this second dream 2 years later. The first dream happened in the first year of Belshazzar king, and then the second one happened in the third year of Belshazzar. And in this one, he just saw a ram with two horns, one higher than the other, and then a he-goat with one large horn, and that horn broke. Four horns rose up after it. Now, what we know from these dreams of Daniel himself is, again, in the first dream, he saw Babylon, that was the lion with eagle's wings, and then the Medes and Persian, bear with three teeth in its mouth, rising up on one side, and then Greece, the leopard with four wings of a bird, and then that terrible, dreadful nation with teeth of iron, Rome, and then the global empire with 10 horns and a little horn rising up. In that next dream that Daniel had, the ram with two horns, that again was the Medes and Persian empire, the he-goat with a great horn that broke off and four rose up after it, that was Alexander the Great and Greece. And that when Alexander died, his kingdom was divided four ways: northeast, northwest, southeast, southwest. Four of his generals took power and control over what had been the Greek Empire. But then Daniel had yet another dream in chapter 9. And what we know in both his first dream and second dream, there was this little horn that rose to power before whom three of the 10 horns fell. And that little horn was given authority and power to rule for 3.5 years. Now, what do we know? In chapter 9, Daniel saw that same little horn, but now he's called the prince of the people who were to come that would destroy the temple. That, again, was the Roman Empire. And just as Daniel saw in his first dream, rising up out of the Roman Empire, in his second dream, rising up out of the Roman Empire, here comes this prince that makes a peace pact for 7 years, But halfway through that, it's broken, and he sets himself up in the temple of God to be worshiped as God. Now, go with me to the book of Revelation, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Revelation, chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Then I stood on the sand of the sea, and I saw a beast rising out of the sea, having seven heads and 10 horns, and on his horns 10 crowns, and on his head blasphemy. Wow, again, out of the sea. As Daniel saw it coming up out of the sea, here comes this beast out of the sea. But he has seven heads and 10 horns. What's that all about? We're going to find out in a moment. But look, now the beast which I saw was like a leopard. Daniel saw a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear. Daniel saw a bear. His mouth was like the mouth of a lion. Daniel saw a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and great authority. So what we're literally seeing is this beast has all the images of the dream of Daniel. Wow. Wow. And what happens? As Daniel saw, so we see here. His authority and his power is coming from Lucifer himself. And they said, I saw as one of the heads was mortally wounded, and his head wound was healed, and all the world marveled and followed the beast. And you may or may not know, he goes on, he rules the world economically, and no one can buy or sell without his name or the number of his name or his mark on their forehead or on the back of his hand, because he completely controls the economy of the world. Now go with me to Daniel chapter 17, because we get even greater clarity here, because again, we're going to see this beast. Okay, we're going to see this beast. And he says, the beast that you saw was and is not. This is in verse 8. The beast that you saw was and is not, and will ascend out of the bottomless pit and go to perdition. And those who dwell on the earth will marvel, whose names are not written in the book of life from the foundation of the world, when they see the beast that was and is not, and yet is. Here is the mind of wisdom, which has wisdom. The seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sits. There are also seven kings. Five is fallen, one is, the other has not yet come. And when he comes, he must continue a short time. The seven heads, the beast with seven heads and 10 horns. What do we know? The seven heads are the seven kingdoms that God talked about in history. Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medes and Persia, Greece, Rome, the one that is at the time that John is writing. That's the kingdom that is. Five have fallen: Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, Medes and Persians, Greece. One is. That's Rome. A seventh is coming. That's the 10 horns. That's the 10 horns. Remember, there's 10 horns. They're ruling. But a little horn is coming. You're going to see that in a moment. The little horn is coming, before whom 3 are going to fall. Okay, let's go on. The 10 horns which you saw are 10 kings who have received no kingdom as yet, but they receive authority for 1 hour as kings with the beast. Here's what happens, okay? Out of the old Roman Empire is going to rise this global governance that's going to have authority for 1 hour, for a short time, okay? And then what's going to happen? Look at what happens next. These are of one mind, and they will give their power and authority to the beast. These will make war with the Lamb, and the Lamb will overcome them, for he is Lord of lords and King of kings, and those who are with him are called chosen and faithful. Then he said to me, what are the waters which you saw, where the harlot sits? Are peoples and multitudes and nations and tongues. And the 10 horns which you saw on the beast, these will hate the harlot, make her desolate and naked, and her flesh and burn her with fire. For God has put it into her heart to fulfill his purpose, to be one mind, and to give their kingdom to the beast until the words of God are fulfilled. And the woman who you saw is that great city which reigns over the kings of the earth. And so there's this beast being ridden by a woman. The woman is a city, specifically says it's a city. It's not the Roman Catholic Church, as some will tell you. It's a city. In fact, chapter 18 talks about that city being destroyed. A city that does what? Rules over the kings of the earth. When you read the description of that city, wow, it reads like New York, where the UN is at. But it could also be in Belgium. Almighty God wants you to understand. It could, in other words, it could be The Hague, right? But what we understand, what we see right now, is that there's going to be an eighth kingdom, that little horn, and the 10 are going to give their power and authority to the little horn, and he's going to rule and reign for 3.5 years. So here's how it's going to go. At the beginning of the 7 years, there's going to be a peace pact made. There'll be the 10 kingdoms, the little horn influencing it. The 10 horns, the 10 kingdoms, the little horn influencing it. But halfway through, they're going to give all their authority to the little horn, and he will be a one world dictator over all the earth. And he's going to break covenant with Israel, set himself up to be worshipped in the temple. For 3.5 years, he'll be worshipped in the temple as if he were God. And he's going to persecute the Jewish people, Israel, and Christians like the earth has never seen. And then Jesus Christ is going to come and destroy him and defeat his kingdom and throw him and the false prophet into the lake of fire directly. And Jesus Christ will set up his kingdom for 1,000 years, ruling from the city of Jerusalem. And there will then be a fourth temple. The third temple will be purged and cleansed, and the fourth temple will be set up where Jesus Christ will lead the worship. Wow, what an incredible promise. Where are we at in all of that? Well, I want you to know right now, the UN has divided the world into 10 regions. And they've run some test cases. The first test case was the European Union. The second test case was NAFTA, then CAFTA. And they're working right now to establish these 10 regions that'll have their own economic corridors. They'll have their own parliament. Many are not aware that during NAFTA, Mexico, Canada, and the United States held several mock parliaments where they elected a mock prime minister. Many are not aware that that took place, but it did. There's documentation on the web if you search it out. It's called the triumvirate. And Almighty God wants you and I to understand that he's prophesied this coming. But there's going to come, and right now, the World Economic Forum and how that it is literally controlling the economy of the world through ESG and through UN. And just when we see the strength and the power that is there with the UN, with the World Economic Forum, trying to control the economy of the world, trying to force nations to do what and they must comply with the UN. We are watching this being shaped together right now, being shaped together for the war that is going to set up that peace pact for 7.5 years. What's going on right now in the Middle East is working and moving towards that. How I wish I could go into great detail with you with this right now, but I can't. But I'm wanting you to see the prophecies of Daniel and Revelation are taking place before our very eyes. And God wants us to lift up our eyes and see our redemption draweth nigh. Because Jesus said, when you see all these things happening, know that it is near, even at the door. And that is where we are. Now, the second coming of Jesus Christ takes place with two events separated by 7 years. The first event is the rapture of the church, where Jesus appears in the clouds in the sky. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, when he talks about that the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, with the trump of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we which are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. So shall we ever be with the Lord. This is referred to as the rapture. People say, well, rapture never appears in Scripture. Yes, it does. The Greek word there, rapio, translated in Latin, means rapture. The Greek word rapio itself means a quick snatching away, a rapture. And so, yes, it does appear in Scripture. And it's a promise to you and I that we can look forward to. And trust me, dear ones, it is very, very near. Oh, God bless you. Thank you for joining me in this podcast. I look forward to joining you next time. Again, click like, subscribe. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. This Christ-centered biblical training is a ministry of Spirit Life Ministries. We hope that you are blessed by this podcast and share it with your friends and colleagues. For more information or questions for Dr. Dean, please contact us at the website fdeanhackett.com.